coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
The church is there for you to inspire you. Not only to bless you, it's also to inspire you. When it comes to business, expansion, finances, look at the church. God puts the church for you to look at. He puts it there for you to look at. Look at the church. Jesus said, that if a man will hear my word and do it, he said, he is like a man that built his house on a rock. And the floods came. And the winds came. They beat upon that house. It remained standing. Because it was built on a rock. Founded on a rock. He didn't say that if you build a house on a rock, the winds will come and turn away. And the floods will come and flow away. He said, no, they'll beat upon the house. If it's on a rock, it'll remain standing. That's what this ministry is about. I said, devil, throw your best shot. Let the winds come. Let the floods rise. And if you look at the ministry like that, and you build your life that way on the word, you build your finances, your business, your family, whatever it is, you build it on the word of God, it doesn't matter what comes out against you. Let the floods come. Let the winds come. Hallelujah. Put that scripture back there, 18th verse. Let's examine it. Why we look not? He says there's a greater weight of glory coming. Why? While this is happening, he says, that one is happening. Why we look not at the things which are seen. We are not looking at the visible things in the natural world. But we are looking at the things which are not seen. That means these unseen things are real. So we remain focused, looking at the unseen. That's why I tell people, oh, come on, don't say that you're looking at the wrong thing. The young man came to Elisha the prophet. He said, Master, we are surrounded. He said, surrounded by what? He said, they're soldiers. They're here to take us. Elisha said, oh, God, open this young man's eyes. Are you following this? The young man came to show him something. Now he's asking God to open the young man's eyes, who came to show him something. You know what he's telling him? He's saying, young man, you're looking at the wrong thing. Who told you we are surrounded? You're looking at the wrong soldiers. You know, I was praying one day. I said, Lord, I fear no man. I fear nothing. Because you said to me, fear not. I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. I said, I have no fear. Hallelujah. Have no fear. Have no fear. Don't look at the wrong thing. Take your eyes away from the wrong thing. Create the life that you want by looking at the unseen. Bring them, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. How did he get them? Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith brings the pictures. Faith brings the seed. The seed, the word seed that you need into your spirits. The seed box, as it were. Are you hearing me? You got to have the right seed in your spirit. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When like now you're hearing the word and faith's coming to you. You are making deposits into your spirits. Deposits. You are seeing possibilities. Infinite possibilities. You are thinking now, oh God, I can do, I can do, I can be, I can have. It's happening in your spirits. When you leave this room, keep looking at the unseen. Because every time you look away, it stops being. This is scientifically proven. It stops being. It turns into potential energy that's just there, not doing anything until it is acted upon primarily by observation. When you see it, it turns into reality in matter. And then you'll be ready to bring it forth from within you. From within you. Last night, we called out those who had been diagnosed with cancer. In us, giving the word, using the word of God to do something, acting the word, speaking the word. What was happening? I'll show it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28. What were we doing last night? See, I tell people, if you just speed read all the time, you may miss a lot of good stuff. Look at this. And base things. No, so you can get the context. Go to the previous verse. Let's see. We start from here. What I want to show you is in the 28th verse, of course, but I want you to catch the context. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I mean, think about someone like me. Me? Don't I know me? I know what I'm talking about. I know me. On my own, I can do nothing. I know me. But with him, sometimes I look at me and say, Lord Jesus, what you've made out of my life. Your word has so changed me. It's amazing. Glory to God. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Mm-hmm. Next verse. Next verse. And base things of the world. And things which are despised. Imagine us going, la boko sata baba. And some people say, look at them, talking nonsense. Listen, nonsense. They said, I went to that church and everybody was saying, alakaborokolabarabara. They said they were all just dancing like mad men and women. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. That's where the power is. And base things of the world and things which are despised. Now, don't miss this. And things which are despised hath God chosen. Then he says, yea. Yea. You see, I want you to understand this poetic realm that this great apostle of God ascends to. He's making comparisons, and suddenly he comes to another level of inspiration. And he says, yea. This is now climactic. He says, yea. And things which are not. That means things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring to nothing. Are you seeing that? Things that are not. Things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring, because if it didn't exist anywhere, it would not be a thing. Things which are not existent in the natural world, God has chosen to bring to nothing things that are like the cancer. Those cancers, as at last night you could say, these cancers are. And by God, we will use things which are not, but they exist in the realm of faith. To bring to nothing things that are.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.